It had been home to Prague's last remaining squat. Now it's lying empty, its future uncertain. The fate of the Milada Villa and of the small anarchist collective who'd been living in it has dominated headlines in the Czech media over the last few days since the last squatters were removed from the building. But an improvised plan to relocate the squatters has also ruffled feathers, as Rob Cameron reports.
The Milada Villa is a dilapidated pre-war building a few dozen metres from the banks of the River Vltava in Prague 8. Drivers heading north to Teplice might be able to spot it on the left as they cross the river in Holešovice, just next to a couple of tower blocks that serve as student dormitories. For the last 10 years, the building, administered by a state body called the Institute for Information in Education, has been home to the Milada commune of squatters. Before that, as these squatters frequently point out, it lay empty for about a decade. The decision to expel them was taken after a number of complaints from the students about noise and aggressive dogs. Last week, the Institute for Information in Education hired security guards to remove the squatters. Several of them decided to occupy the roof in protest, and the situation began to deteriorate. That was when the government's human rights minister, Mikhail Kotsab, stepped in. His spokeswoman, Leila Abasova, explained his reasons for doing so.
Maybe I should tell you the whole story, you know, to really understand how Mr. Kotsav was included in this situation. In that afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, we were just bombarded, how to say, by phones from Milada, from the squatters, from the reporters, that the security company is trying to chase out the people, that it looks like that there might be some violent, even, you know, some injuries, even death, because there was raining, people were, you know, on the roof was broken, and there was also information that there are two or three buses coming with the supporters of squatters who might, you know, take the situation into their hands, you know, who knows how. So the whole solving of the situation was to do it very calmly and try to find the way out from it, try to find another place where they can, you know, stay.
Mr. Kotsab's solution arrived in the form of an offer from an old friend from the music business, a promoter turned businessman called Petr Svinka. He offered the squatters three flats and a basement in his apartment building in Truhlarská Street, right in the centre of Prague, for free until the end of the year. The squatters have since come down off the roof, moved into Truhlarská Street, and Milada can once again be used by the authorities. Problem solved. Or not, as it turned out. For a start, Petr Svinka's tenants are far from happy with their new neighbours, who've already hung anarchist flags and the like out of the windows. The tenants claim Mr. Svinka has ulterior motives. They say he's trying to get rid of them so he can demolish or rebuild the property. Here's what one had to say to Czech television.
What they want to do is demolish the building, you see, and lots of tenants have already moved out under pressure. Lots of them left without any form of compensation because they couldn't handle the fear and the bullying from the owners anymore.
Mr. Svinka denies those allegations, but the Prague City Council has now become involved, saying it will help to find new homes for the five remaining families living in the building, and at least one councillor is demanding that Mikhail Kotsab pays for them. Indeed, his involvement in the whole affair has sparked considerable anger on the council. Another councillor, Rudolf Blažek, said he understood that squatting was an inescapable reality of urban life, but for the state, represented by Minister Kotsab, to help them find free accommodation was simply unacceptable. The Milada story is rapidly becoming a political affair, in other words, but it still speaks volumes about the transformation of Prague from the exciting, unconventional, sometimes even anarchic city of the early post-communist years to the prosperous, sedate, some would even say boring European capital of 2009, with its banks, insurance offices and luxury new apartments. There's certainly little room in this modern materialist society for those who refuse to live by its rules.
Rob Cameron with that report. The Czech Republic, like any